Hello, I'm now sat in one of the rather lovely meeting rooms at the Guardian overlooking the canal with Matt Patterson, and he's hunched over a MacBook Pro with all manner of code things going on in front of him, terminal windows and web windows and lots and lots and lots of language that I don't understand. It's sort of like being in the Matrix without guns. Matt, what are you actually doing?
I'm so sorry. I just figured out why it's not working. I'm actually not working on History Hack because I ended up doing too much organisation and stuff to actually start something. Although I've got some good ideas, which I was unable to execute upon, as they say. So I'm working on a thing that I've been doing for money for a client, and because it's interesting and exciting and also quite a bit hacky in the kind of good sense. So, I'm not sure how much I can say about it at this point, but it's looking at data from a council about contacts the public have had with them and kind of seeing what comes out of that. And it's really interesting. There's just so much kind of stuff you can start to see. Stuff that looks just like a deluge. You start to kind of categorise it and summarise it. You start to see little stories appearing, like looking at data from Christmas Day, and lots of people phoning up about repairs
on Christmas Day.
Their house on Christmas Day. Which is really sad.
This is quite heartbreaking.
Poor people, all cold.
The bit of this that interests me is the looking at a page full of ASCII characters and getting excited about it. There's a level of geekmanship going on here that where you're not looking at the visualization of the data and getting excited about it, you're looking at the data itself. You're looking at this. It's just a screen full of code. I'll take a snapshot of it, hopefully in a way that people can't actually go stealing it and all the secrets that it contains. But everywhere you go around this building, there are people getting excited and cheering when they hit run on a piece of code and more code appears. It's not even when, you know, it turns into a picture of a map with some trains on it or whatever. It's just when more code appears and the code doesn't say, sorry, you're an idiot. It says, yeah, you're clever, in whatever codey language. It's. I'm getting sucked into it. I don't understand most of it. You know, I can write HTML and a bit of PHP, but I don't understand any of this level of stuff at all. Certainly on a line by line basis. It's quite a rarefied world to live in. Is it nice being at a hack day because you're surrounded by people who understand the fact that you get passionate about these things when normal people look at you and think you're mental?
I'm not sure it's the normal people think you're mental. It's that thing about being sat in rooms with people who are doing things that are interesting and a bit out there and that might or might not work and that are a bit silly and are a bit interesting and are, you just never occur to you to do something like that, and it's really cool. And also it's that thing about, it's not that, like, you're going, oh, I'm writing code. You're making something. So in a very real way, you're creating something that, although it's quite abstract, it's still, the results can be very tangible. Even though there may only be kind of, you know, pictures on a screen or a website or whatever. It's that thing about making something from nothing that's really quite intoxicating when it's going well and you're surrounded by people who are also kind of bringing these amazing things into life from just, you know, from an idea, from a standing start.
Yeah, I mean, there seems to be a big focus on interestingness, that usefulness is, because of the kind of data you're working with, usefulness is almost a given. That if you're using historical data, this is stuff that sat there and needs to be, people need an entry point. The data is there. Like, so for example, the stuff about that Simon's project that I was talking about earlier on, with where he's taken data on when train stations were opened and put it on a timeline and a map. So you can see it unfold. As you play it, you see the history of British train stations being opened. And he's looking for the data on when they closed as well, so we can actually see the effect of beaching and all that. And that data is there. It's been sat in a data dump for however long. Someone put it on a DB wiki or wherever. And the fun of playing with it, of making it interesting, that of course it's going to be useful. I mean, you know, it's important data, and it's part of the history of the country, that it may inspire someone to get excited about data. While I'm talking, Matt's waving his arms over his head because he's done that thing where he types in a piece of code, more code appears, and he gets excited because it's appeared. I'm loving the fact that there's all this interesting stuff going on, that nobody's working on anything they don't want to work on. The fact that nobody's having to do what they're doing here for money means that they get to be more experimental, means they get to take more chances. And inevitably that results in projects that otherwise wouldn't exist. The Hack Day environment is one that I'm going to give some thought to, because I like the idea of musician hack days, where we get together and see what we can come up with. I like the idea of an amplified hack day, where we start looking at the tools that make the kind of things that we do for everybody, make them better, make them more efficient, make the output from events and conferences and even event things like this more useful, make better archives, make better presentations, tell better stories. And Matt's now looking disappointed because the wrong kind of lines have appeared on this page. I'm going to leave him to that. I'm going to go and tell some more stories. This is not great radio.
It's not great radio, but it's kind of... there may be a little cheer in just a second.
We might come back to yet more interestingness as we go along.
No, we won't.
All right. I'll be back with more stories later.